ABC.
The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
WJON News Time, 1232 and 15 degrees. I'm Lee Voss. News being brought to you by H&S Heating and Air Conditioning and by Perkins American Food Company. We'll have a look at your WJON forecast following the news. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is telling reporters he expects an arrest soon in the deadly shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Adams says investigators are moving at a good pace and are close to identifying the suspect. NYPD released more surveillance photos showing the shooter's face this morning. Detectives reportedly seek a search warrant for where they believe the man has been staying in New York City. Some of the bullet casings used to kill Thompson had the words deny, depose, and defend on them. The state budget could have multi-billion dollar deficits later in the decade due to soaring costs for special education and for long-term care of Minnesota's aging population. That's the warning just released from yesterday's economic forecast.
Republicans say lawmakers must consider cuts in all areas of state government. Governor Tim Walz responds you could eliminate entire state agencies and not close the looming budget gap for long-term care and special ed. And he says to Republicans,
look, I'm not going to punish the state patrol and corrections and snowplow drivers. Are they asking us not to put snowplow drivers in their counties?
Republican Senator Eric Pratt from Prior Lake responds, focus first and foremost on waste, fraud, and abuse in state government.
The governor and his commissioners have failed to take seriously the recommendations of the Office of Legislative Auditor. They've been pushing back on those.
Bill Werner at the Capitol.
Now, neither Republicans nor Democrats are offering specifics on how to fix the expected funding gap for long-term care and special education. The Internal Revenue Service is noticing an increase in bad tax advice being spread on social media. IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says things have really ramped up in the last year.
They promise to magically enrich taxpayers. Scams on social media, ranging from the fuel tax credit on federal tax returns to scams that involve investments in fake cryptocurrencies.
More tips and information can be found at irs.gov. You can learn about a secret language school based in Minnesota during World War II. The Minnesota Historical Society will have presentations at 10:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. this Saturday on Pearl Harbor Day. The program is at historic Fort Snelling, which was the home of the Military Intelligence Service Language School. The U.S. military took second-generation Japanese Americans and transformed them into secret weapons, while many of them had family and friends in concentration camps. The MISLS was originally set up in San Francisco, but in 1942, President Franklin Roosevelt's executive order forced the removal of all Japanese Americans from the West Coast. Program facilitator Jacob Knoll says Minnesota's governor, Harold Stassen, offered to host the school, first in Savage, and then, as the program grew, moving it to Fort Snelling.
However, as that center wound down by 1944, the MISLS had simply grown too big and had significant need for a larger space, but now Fort Snelling was much more available. So the school would move in here and stay here until 1946 and help graduate about a little more than half of the total soldiers who would go through that school.
Over 6,000 soldiers went through the secret school in Minnesota. After a 6 to 9 month course, the linguists were sent to the Pacific Front. They're credited with shortening the war in the East by 2 years, saving nearly a million lives and billions of dollars. It wasn't until the 1970s when World War II military intelligence documents were declassified and their story became public. For the first time in program history, the St. Cloud State University volleyball team will host an NCAA tournament match. The Huskies are the number one seed in the Central Region, which means they get to host the seven other schools in the region. SCSU is 27-2 overall and will play a Wachita Baptist of Arkansas, which has a 22-9 record. That match is tonight at 7 p.m. at Hallenbeck Hall. The Huskies are 57-7 in their last 64 home matches. They won their third NSIC tournament championship in program history and their fourth regular season conference championship in program history. St. Cloud goes into the NCAA tournament on a 23 straight match win streak, including 12 wins over nationally ranked teams. They have been ranked number 2 in the nation in Division II for the last 4 weeks in a row. One ticket gets you into all four of today's matches. The region semifinals will be tomorrow, and the region championship will be played on Saturday. WJON News Time, it's 12:36 and 15 degrees. News brought to you by H&S Heating and Air Conditioning and by Perkins American Food Company. I'll have your WJON weather next. And radar weather. For St. Cloud and Clearwater, looking at partly cloudy skies today, 15 degrees, winds out of the northwest at 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, 10 above under cloudy skies. Rebounding to 26 tomorrow, mainly cloudy. Winds will be westerly at 5 to 10. Cloudy and 17 tomorrow night. 42 on Saturday with partly cloudy skies. Sunday, slight chance for rain, otherwise cloudy, 41. Monday, cloudy, a chance for snow, 34. Tuesday, cloudy, 21. Wednesday, cloudy and 23. Currently 15 degrees. For more St. Cloud area news, check out the WJON mobile app brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryan. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.
Thank you much, Lee. Appreciate it. More news on the radio coming up throughout the afternoon, and we'll continue on with our News at Noon show on the way.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel. Find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.